1340 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
We are back at Tiger Stadium at the half. It's Watertown 13, Huron 7, and Dave Corcoran. You look at that first half, you know, Hudson has his yards. He has 80 yards, but 88 total rushing yards. So, you know, you've contained him to a certain amount of time, but probably the biggest play was that next to last play for Watertown of the first half, where first and goal at the two, and we stop him for a loss of four. And then the next play comes the interception, and, you know, that, you know, sometimes, you know, you knew it was going to Hudson at first and goal at the two, and give the Tiger defense credit. Old Bubba Peterson was one of them in there, and, you know, they just made the play.
Well, exactly. They stepped up when they needed to, and exactly that. So, you know, that's great. The guys knew what they – and you're going to know Hudson's going to get the ball. So you adjust accordingly to allow for that. But the thing is, you got to get – they got the penetration. They got him there, and you wrapped him up, and you took his legs away from him, and that was key.
So now, you know, eliminate the mistakes. That's the big thing. Obviously, the scoop and score by Watertown was the difference in the first half. That was the go-ahead touchdown, and that came on a play where Huron was driving. We were down inside the 20, and I'm estimating it was about 75 yards. I didn't really see where Shutt picked it up, but, you know, once he picked it up, boy, all he had was Cash and Caudill to beat. Caudill went after him as best he could, just missed him on the ankle tackle. So, but, you know, that turnover looms large, but then Watertown had a big turnover too, where they could have, you know, been a little more comfortable here at halftime.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, you know, one of the things, you don't want to give up one like a play like that, but, you know, you got the momentum. They had the momentum there. You took it away. So, went into the halftime with some momentum. That's great.
And we will get the ball to start the second half. So even that better. Helps too. And one thing too, and going back to Hudson, Huron actually has the time of possession advantage, 12:44 to 11:16. I mean, it's fair. You know, that's fairly close, but Huron has about a minute and a half time of possession advantage. You know, Watertown, that's what they want to do.
Exactly. They want him on the field. They want to drive it, you know, and mix a few pass plays in there, but they want to run it. That's their thing. So if you take him where he can't be as effective, you're not going to stop him. That's impossible. He's that good a player. But if you can change him where they have to use some other things and we get the chance to do some things against him like that, that's a plus for us.
Halftime score, Watertown 13, Huron 7, Arrows 1-0, Huron 0-1 on this young season. We'll run down the stats coming up after this timeout. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Halftime at Tiger Stadium, Watertown 13, Huron 7. Let's run down the scoring. Watertown struck first early in the second quarter. A 15-yard run by Javon Hudson. An extra point kick by Tommy Foley, and it was 7-0. That was a five-minute-plus drive over the end of the first, beginning of the second quarter. Huron struck back quickly on the ensuing possession as Cash and Caudell caught about a 20-yard pass and turned it into an 80-yard touchdown on the left side. And Nick Kleinsasser added the extra point to tie it at 7. Huron then was driving late in the second quarter, down inside the 20, and then pressure on Colt McNeil. He fumbled a scoop and score by Lincoln Shutt, about 75 yards. Point after was no good. That made it 13-7 Watertown. Then late in the final seconds of the first half, Huron had a bad punt snap. Colby Hofer just covered it at the 2, and I said at the time should have taken it in the end zone. Good thing he didn't, because that would have cost us 2 points. But Huron held Hudson for a 4-yard loss on the first down play, and then Gavin Moding with an interception and nearly was able to take it to the house, but got tackled about 50 yards downfield. And that's how our first half ended, with Aberdeen leading 13-10. Watertown with 13-7. Watertown with 88 yards on the ground, 45 through the air. Hudson with 13 carries, 80 yards. Owen Sparks, 2 carries for 4 yards. And Trayton Himmerich is 1 carry for minus 1 yard. Passing, Himmerich is 2 of 7 for 45 yards. And the 1 interception. 7 first downs in the first half for Watertown. For the Huron Tigers, 31 on the ground, 139 through the air. Colt McNeil, 3 carries for minus 9. Of course, he had that one bad snap that he had to cover, and I counted that as a rush, not a sack. Thackeray Hansen had 1 carry for minus 3. Cash and Caudell, 9 carries for 33 yards. Gavin Moding, 1 carry for 10. Bubba Peterson, 1 carry for no yards. Passing, Colt McNeil went 4 of 8 for 139 yards and the touchdown to Caudell. Huron was 6 first downs in the first half. Time of possession, as I said, just a little bit in favor of Huron, 12:44 to 11:16 for Watertown. And again, that's something Huron wanted to do, as Watertown likes to control the ball behind the running of Javon Hudson. On the defensive side of the ball, nobody really stands out. A lot of guys have gotten into the action for Watertown. 3 tackles for Owen Sparks and Jeremiah Schulte, 2 tackles apiece. Micah Hack, Blake Winches, Lincoln Shutt, he had the scoop and score. Cooper Hetwig. For the Huron Tigers leading the way, Gavin Moding with 3 tackles, also had the interception. 3 tackles, 1 assist for Holden Haig. Bubba Peterson, 3 tackles, 1 assist. And 2 tackles for Colby Hofer, along with Cash and Caudell and C.J. Gainey. So from that standpoint, Corky, both teams just got a lot of guys involved and are getting to the ball. But on the other hand, both teams have had pretty sustained possessions in the first half as well.
Well, they're both trying to do the same thing. They wanted to control the game, you know, control the ball and drive it down there, either a mix of pass and run. And they're both successful at it.
At the half, it's Watertown 13, Huron 7. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, check down any scores we can find. There's not a lot of them because we did have the early start, but we'll do that next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
This lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the STHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We are back at the half. Watertown Arrows 13, and Huron 7. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Midway through the first quarter, Pierre leads Brookings 13-0. Still early in the game, Sturgis leads Mitchell 3-0. And midway through the first quarter, Yankton leading Spearfish 14-0. That's what we have in 11-AA, 11-AAA. Again, that final, O'Gorman defeated Roosevelt 77-20. Actually, Jefferson and Washington are going to play. I think all the rest of the double-A teams are pretty much playing tomorrow. Take a look at some other scores around the area. Again, this afternoon, Hitchcock Tulare defeated Iroquois Lake Preston 62-8. Sully Buttes topped Sunshine Bible 62-32. DeSmits up over Del Rapids St. Mary in the first quarter 8-0. Parkston leads Wolsey-Wessington early in the game, 6-0. That game over on KOKK tonight. And not finding any other area scores here right off the bat. I'll try one last screen here. Miller Highmore Herald leads Scotland Meadow 8-0 in the first quarter. Roncalli is on top of Redfield 12-0 in the first quarter. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Both teams are back on the field. I think we'll add another 3 minutes to the clock to get the warm-ups, and we'll be ready to go with our second half. We'll take a timeout. 2 minutes back with the second half here from Tiger Stadium, Watertown 13, here on 7. Timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Ready to go with the second half. I'm Jeff Duffy with Dave Corcoran as the Huron Tigers and the Watertown Arrows. Good matchup here in 11AA and I guess officially ESD, but to me ESD football doesn't hardly exist anymore. But just the way things are these days.
Everything is changing, isn't it?
Huron should have the ball here to open up the second half, trailing 13-7. So for Huron, you know, just eliminate mistakes. One mistake was very costly. Another one was just about bit us too, but we did wiggle out of that at the end of the first half. But, you know, Watertown, they had a turnover themselves, and that was after that was when we thought we were driving in before we gave it back to them. So, you know, you just have to take advantage. You know, Watertown took a little better advantage of our mistake than we took of theirs.
Exactly. You know, we got to take care of that, clean that up. That's very doable. And then just execute. You know, we're doing a great job doing everything. We just need to keep doing a little better and keep staying after it.
So Huron will receive the ball here to start the second half. And, if the wind was still blowing, Huron would be going into the wind, but the flag is pretty much it's moving a little bit.
It's wiggling, and that's about it.
Yeah, so I don't think the wind's much of a factor anymore. Gavin Moding is back deep to receive the kick this time, along with Thackeray Hansen. I think we've had four or five different guys back there among the now three kickoffs that Watertown has had. So Watertown going left to right here on the radio dial to begin the second half. Foley waiting to kick. There's the whistle as we begin play here in the second half. Foley will kick it high end over end. This will be Moding at the 10-yard line up the left hash. Comes up to the middle, reverses field, gets caught from behind. That was Shutt, who had the scoop and score, got him on special teams. And Huron will have it first and 10 at about the 30-31-yard line. What Huron can get here again, you know, here we're running the ball, but not real consistently. 31 yards in the first half. You'd like to have a little more than that, and we'll see how well that comes. Now, here's Cash and Caudell just came back to the team on the Gator, so he spent a little extra time in the trainer's room, but he is back and has his helmet on. But Thackeray Hansen is in the backfield. He'll run straight ahead past the 35 up to the 37. Nice run for the junior. Winch is on the stop for Watertown up to the 37-yard line. That's a gain of 6 for Hansen. Second down and 4 from the 37-yard line. So I'm not sure what that was, but Cashin Caudell has the helmet on and everything. He was just a little late coming out of the locker room. Second down and 4, and McNeil going to flip it out. Bubble screen to Moding. Makes one juke. He's past the 45 and does have the first down. Made the first guy miss, but then good pursuit. Beauchamp came and got him from behind. Peyton Bisker was in on the stop as well. But a first down for the Huron Tigers up to the 42-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play. And a fresh set of downs for Huron from their own 42. We're early here in the second half. Watertown up 13-7, first possession of the second half. Here on two receivers right, one left, and a wing to the left, and the shotgun. And off Caudell back in, and boy, he doesn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. Almost looked like there was a hand up on the face mask there, but no flag on the play. Beauchamp again in there. He's been in a lot of defensive plays. Going to be a loss of 2 on the play for Caudell, second down and 12. Back at the 41-yard line, we're just underway. A minute and a half gone here in the third quarter. Huron trailing 13-7. Huron at Brookings next week. First road trip for the Tigers. Two receivers left, one right. And the shotgun for McNeil. They have a wing to the left. And handoff again up the middle. Nope, McNeil going to keep it. Turn the corner. He's upfield 45. Puts the shoulder down up to about the 47. Gain of 7 on the play for McNeil. As again in on the stop there was Peyton Bisker. And I think I saw flying in there was Caleb Thronson as well. He's going to set up a 3rd and 5 for Huron from their own 47-yard line. The lights just came on here at Tiger Stadium, although we still have plenty of daylight left here at not quite 7:30. 3rd and 5, and McNeil will throw the out near side. Moding has it. He has the first down, breaks a tackle, still on his feet, 44. Finally tripped up by the ankle. Tackle made by number 35, Owen Sparks, but another first down for Huron. Just that simple out, and then let Moding do his thing up to the Watertown 44-yard line. That's a gain of 9 and a 1st and 10 for the Huron Tigers. 9:19 to go, third quarter. You're on a fresh set of downs. Gainey goes wide left. We have two receivers right, and Caudill is right behind or right beside McNeil. And again, kept by McNeil, makes a nice juke move, turns the corner, has the 45, Sparks after him, and will finally swing him down at the 36. What a juke that Colton McNeil made to make one guy miss right at the line. Then he used the speed to get outside, but some impressive speed as well by Owen Sparks to make the tackle. McNeil, though, is going to get about 7-8 yards on the play. And like I said, I thought, you know, we didn't really exploit Colton a lot with that run. Now we are starting to see some dividends there as he put it in the belly of Caudill, pulled it out, and then was able to get into a space. 2nd and 2 from the 31-yard line. Caudill up the middle and just not much going there. Good penetration up the middle immediately by Micah Hawk for Watertown. That's going to set up a 3rd and short for Huron. No gain on the play for Cashton. So 3rd and 2 from the 31-yard line. 4 minutes gone here in the second half. And Huron trying to piece a drive together. They're on the Watertown 31 with a 3rd and short. Two receivers come right, one left, pistol formation. Now Caudill moves up beside McNeil. McNeil wants to pass, straight drop, going to throw over the middle and threw it behind Gainey, incomplete. Did the little cut in there and a little off target that time. 4th down, I assume Huron will go for it here. So big play here for the Tiger offense. Would like to keep the drive going, obviously. It'll be 4th and 2. From the Watertown 31-yard line. One of the few times we really saw a pass from McNeil off target, that was behind CJ. 4th and 2 from the 31. Clock stopped on the incomplete with 7:39 to go in the third quarter. Watertown is on top, 13-7. Two receivers right, one left. McNeil wants to pass, has time, throws over the middle, that's intercepted. Telegraphed that one, intercepted by Watertown, and it's coming back the other way, weaving through traffic. One guy to beat, that's McNeil. Won't get there. Touchdown, Caden Decker. Boy, that had no chance to get to a Tiger receiver. And about a, I'd say that's the, well, it's the second defensive touchdown for Watertown. And again, about 75 yards on the interception return. And Watertown increases the lead to 19-7 with 7:24 to go in the first half. Well, mistakes are just killing the Huron Tigers right now. Foley on to kick the extra point. So offensively, we're tied at 7. Defensively, Watertown's up 12-0 with an extra point pending.
Exactly.
Foley to kick the extra point. Huron now has some work to do. Kick is up for Foley, and line drive is good. Watertown 20, Huron 7. 7:24 to go in the third quarter. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Orders in Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Crossroads will be there at their Fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Crossroads will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Prostrello Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back at Tiger Stadium, Watertown increases their lead to 13 and two defensive touchdowns for the Arrows. And well, here I'm basically with three turnovers when you include the bad punt snap, and two of the three have resulted in defensive scores. That's called opportunistic.
Well, and they're taking advantage of it. Exactly, you know, and we just got to, you know, don't force that stuff. You know, just be patient in there, and if it isn't there, go do something else with it. Don't throw it into that.
Well, the hole a little deeper here now for Huron as Watertown will kick off to the Tigers, 7:24 to go in the third quarter. Moding and Hansen back deep to receive the kick. Coach Hordorf taking a little extra time before he gets his kickoff unit out there. So right now, Huron's struggling playing against Huron, more or less playing against Watertown. As the cliche goes, your own worst enemy.
Exactly. Just take care of business, guys. Take care of yourself.
So Foley to kick off for the Watertown Arrows. Hopefully getting a little cooler down there on the field. Check some scores here, maybe after this kick. Should have done it before the kick, but I didn't. Huron just needs a big play, needs to get something going. And, like, take care of the ball, take care of the possessions. Foley will kick a short one this time, but Moding still going to get it at the 13. Moding left hash, coming up the middle, bounces off one tackler, but now he's swarmed over by about three or four Watertown Arrows.
Comes out.
There's a flag at the end of the play, tackle among others by Braden Ross for the Watertown Arrows. And check out the penalty marker, usually on a kickoff, it's against the receiving team. Oh, face mask on Watertown. The incidental 5-yard variety, but again, we will take it. So 5 yards add to the end of the kick return. 6 penalty, 55 yards on Watertown. Huron will be first and 10 at their own 31-yard line. Now we have a whistle and a timeout Watertown. Wonder if they didn't have enough guys out on the field. So a timeout Watertown. With 7:16 to go here in the third quarter, Watertown has increased the lead to 20-7. We'll take a timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at Tiger Stadium, Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update into the first quarter. Pier 21, Brookings 0. Sturgis early in the second quarter leads Mitchell 17-0. And late in the first quarter, Yankton up over Spearfish 21-0. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. First and 10 Huron from the 31. Some work to do here now as they've fallen behind by 13. Watertown scoring 2 defensive touchdowns. Shotgun and handoff up the middle, and Caudell's hit as soon as the handoff was made. Big surge up the middle. Looks like Watertown, they're just coming in full bore up the middle. First guy in was Micah Hawk. Going to be a loss on the play back to the 27-yard line. That's a loss of 4. Second down and 14 for Huron. So, again, just that belly play up the middle. Watertown just keep running it. We're just going to keep smashing our way up through the middle. Slot right. One receiver left on second down. Here's that flip. Bubble screen to Moding. Has a blocker ahead. Turns the corner. 30, 35, and that's got to be a horse collar. It is. He was drugged down from behind by Jeremiah Schulte. And they'll tack on another 15 yards. And that bubble screen has been effective going back to last season to Moding. Ball advanced up to the 38-yard line. So that was a gain of 11. Then we're going to add another 15 on the personal foul on the horse collar. Seventh penalty, 70 yards against Watertown. And Huron gets a first down to Watertown territory to the 47-yard line. So in essence, that was a 26-yard play for Huron. First and 10, the ball now just on the Watertown side of the 50. And a ball on the ground, still on the ground. Watertown recovered. McNeil and Caudill got tied up there. Or didn't Watertown didn't get on top of that. Caudill somehow got it. There was a lineman for Watertown. How Lambert did not get on top of that, I'll never know.
Boy, I thought he had that smothered.
Yeah, it looked like he was on top of his Caudill somehow got in there and got it. It's still a loss of 6 yards on the play. And it'll be second down and 16. Just not very crisp football right now by Huron. Second and 16. Here comes the blitz picked up. And McNeil now flushed out of the pocket. In trouble. Gets tripped up back at the 35. Beauchamp will get the second sack of the game. And Huron just went backwards now. Watertown's just been relentless with that pass rush. And that will be the sack. We'll go all the way back to the 35-yard line. That's a loss of 12. And it's third down and Alpena for the first down for Huron. They're at the 35 and got to get to the 15, 25, about third and 28, we'll call it. Huron at their own 35. They got to get to the 37 of Watertown for the first down. Two receivers left, one right. And here's the flip to a Leyendecker on the left side. He cuts middle of the field. He has some room. 50, 45. Got a lot of it back. Good running after the catch. Just the flip out there on the bubble screen. Leyendecker gets it all the way back to the 45-yard line. That'll be a gain of 20. Still going to be fourth down for Huron. And right now it looks like the offense is going to stay in. It's still going to be fourth and long. Fourth and about eight for Huron from the Watertown 45-yard line. 4:39 to go here in the third quarter. Watertown has yet to run an offensive play in the third quarter, but that's due to a defensive touchdown. Fourth and eight, Huron going for it from the Watertown 45, and there's the jump. Unless somebody flinched for Huron, about four linemen took off for Watertown. And it will be walked off against Watertown. Eight penalties, 75 yards on Watertown. And now a little more manageable, fourth and three from the Watertown 40. They called it on Hawk, but it could have been about two or three of his other buddies as well.
They all kind of went together.
So fourth and three, Huron still going for it from the Watertown 40 with 4:19 to go, third quarter. Shotgun for McNeil. And he's looking to pass. He's going to throw deep. He's got Ganey right side over through him.
Oh.
Kind of an over the shoulder there and just could not get under it. And Huron gives it up on downs. 4:08 to go in the third quarter. Watertown 20, Huron 7. So Huron now has to make a stop defensively. Well, Huron's already got the time of possession owned here in the third quarter, that's for sure. 7 minutes, 52 seconds, but nothing to show for it. And Watertown will snap the ball for the first time in the second half with 4:08 to go in the third quarter. First and 10 from their own 40. And pistol formation, Hudson deep behind Himrich. And handoff is to Hudson, skirts by the first guy, and then Bubba Peterson catches him from behind for the tackle. Then coming in to help out was Ramirez, and I believe Sean Myers in on the stop as well. We believe he's number 77. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10 from the 40-yard line. Clock rolls here, getting late in the third quarter. Watertown leading by 13. Arrows 20 here on 7. Second and 10 from the 40. And they stay in the pistol with Hudson deep. No, actually, I formation and Imrich under center for second and 10. Imrich will hand it off. Hudson up the middle, tries to bounce out, and he's going to run into a big crowd. And at best, got back to the line of scrimmage. Again, Myers in there on the stop. Caudell and also in on the stop, Fitzer. No gain on the play. Third and 10. Boy, big play for the Tiger defense. Try and get yourself off the field. Third and 10 from the 40-yard line. We're inside of 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Watertown 20 here on 7. Now they go to the pistol with Hudson behind Himrich. Trips to the right. And Himrich, we're going to throw that bubble screen to the right and going to be snuffed out by Huron right away. Gain of one. Catch was made by Cohen Kranz, but he was stopped there. I believe Gavin Moding was in there first. Then Ramirez came in to help finish it off. Fourth down, a gain of one, and Watertown will punt. This will be their second punt of the game as Bush and Moding, twin safeties, back deep to receive for the Huron Tigers. Going inside of 2 minutes to go here in what's been a very quick third quarter. Watertown with two defensive touchdowns. They lead 20-7. High snap over his head. Bounces back to the 10, to the 5. And punter just going to run it, and he's going to be tackled back at the 13. Bubba Peterson got him. Holden Haig ended it, finished it off. The snap was way over the head of Nathan Briggs, and he did a good job. But I thought he might actually have a chance to get the punt off, but give Bubba Peterson credit. Oh. He came flying in there and flying after him. And here on a golden opportunity, first and 10 at the Watertown 14-yard line. Gotta come out with points here. Trailing by 13, and here on a golden opportunity here with a minute 42 to go in the third quarter. Second turnover for Watertown. Huron comes trips left. Caudell beside McNeil. McNeil looks left, has Moding, and short-hopped it. Moding, that was a long throw from the near hash to the far sideline. Incomplete, it'll be second and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass with a minute 38 to go in the third quarter. So you're on Tigers, second and 10 from the 14. Again, got to come up with points here. They'll stay in the shotgun. Cash and Caudell standing right beside McNeil. Ganey to the left. We have a slot to the right. And handoff up the middle. Caudell and got to the 15. That was it. Almost looked like the there was a hand on the face mask again, and one of the Watertown players had their helmet come off. Yep, so the helmet rule comes in, and the Watertown lineman, and that is Hawk, who's been active tonight. He's got to come out for one play. The third and 12 for Huron is Caudell lost two on the play, and Huron is negative on running yardage here in the second half. So you got two downs here to work on it. At least try to get a chunk. Huron goes trips left, tight end to the right, and looking to left, there's the bubble screen to Ganey. Not much. He tried to cut back to the middle of the field. Got up to the 11-yard line. Gain of five. Fourth down, and Huron, I assume, will go for it here. Fourth down from the 11. Fourth and about seven for Huron as clock rolls. We're inside of a minute to go here in the third quarter. So big play here. Huron has got great field position. Hasn't been able to take advantage of it, though. Fourth and seven. And ball at play action back. McNeil has time. Looking. And he'll throw it to the and just threw it away. At that point, you just throw it in the end zone and see what happens. But Watertown holds. Huron can't do anything with the turnover, and Huron will give it up on downs with 24 seconds to go. McNeil had the time, just couldn't find anybody to throw the ball to, and with 24 seconds to go in the third quarter, Watertown will have the ball first and 10 at their own 11-yard line. Well, Huron's been, you know, again, cliche, but it certainly fits. Huron's been their own worst enemy tonight. Take nothing away from Watertown, but Huron's made mistakes and hasn't taken advantage of Watertown mistakes while the Arrows have.
Exactly what you want to do, take advantage of that stuff.
First and 10 from the 11. Keeper for Himrich, and he's going to be dropped back at the 5-yard line. Big penetration coming up the middle by Hunter Fenske, the sophomore, and that will probably end the third quarter. We're inside of 10 seconds to go in the third. Watertown already heading to the sideline. We head to the fourth. Watertown 20, Huron 7. We'll take a timeout. 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We head to the fourth quarter, Watertown 20, Huron 7. Watertown's going to be faced with a second and about 15 at their own 6-yard line, and we just got notification. Watertown, they've only run, what, 3 offensive plays, and those were those 3 there right before the punt, now 4, and they had a new quarterback in, and I forgot about that, but Himrich, he was hurt on the Moding interception at the end of the first half, and so Zumi has just not come in since then. So Arrows in with a new quarterback. And will be second and 15 for the Watertown Arrows. And the new quarterback for Watertown is Marcus Pitkin. And Pitkin bobbled the snap, pitches it back to Hudson, and Hudson barely got out of the end zone. He was tackled first by Holden Haig. And Hudson a little slow to get up. And we got a Huron Tiger a little slow to get up. Well, that's Colby Hofer, another Arrow having a little trouble getting up. But again, new quarterback. The snap was bobbled. Hudson did a good job just getting out of the end zone. He got it up to about the 3-yard line. That'll be a loss of 2. It's going to be third and long for Watertown, but an injured Watertown Arrow. Looks like one of the linemen. So just underway in the fourth quarter. 12 seconds in, Watertown 20, Huron 7. Watertown's going to have a third and long, but right now an injury timeout. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300.
And we are back here at Tiger Stadium. Still have an Arrow lineman down. I haven't been able to catch the number. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Pierce now up 28-0 over Brookings midway through the second quarter. Also midway through the second, Sturgis 24, Mitchell 0. Still in the first quarter, Yankton 21, Spearfish 7. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. And it's Caleb Thronson. That's the injured Watertown Arrow, and there he's getting assistance coming off the field very slowly. Watertown's going to have a third and long. Let's take another 30-second break back here to Tiger Stadium, 30 on Dakota Sports. And we're back here at Tiger Stadium, and a short punt by Watertown. We're having some technical difficulties here. Hopefully we're back and hooked up here as the Huron Tigers will have a short field here again as we're early in the fourth quarter. And Watertown really struggled to move the ball again. New quarterback in there. So now we'll see if Huron can take advantage here as they're going to have a first and 10 at the Watertown 29-yard line with 11:02 to go in the game. Still Watertown 20. Huron 7. McNeil, long pass. The out to Moting. He'll be swung out after a short gain. Again, going the far end of the field. And it'll be second down and about 7 for Huron. Second down and another fumble. It's on the ground and McNeil will get on top of it. McNeil, but again, they're having trouble with the exchange between McNeil and Caudill, and that's going to be another loss back to the 31-yard line. And Huron's going to have a third and long back at the 31, third and about 16. So third down and 16. We're having some difficulties here back at the studio. I'm not sure what it is right now. And here's the pitch over to Leyendecker, and he's going to be dropped right at the 30. He's going to be dropped right at the 30, and that's going to set up a fourth and about 15 for the Huron Tigers. So Huron's had some great field position, has nothing to show for it. And fourth and 15 from the 30-yard line for Huron. So fourth down and 15 from the 30-yard line. And back to pass. McNeil looking right, looks over the middle. Pass complete to Haig, past the 20. And he lunges forward close to the first down, but he does not get there. Good effort, and Haig still down after the play. And Huron again can't move the ball with good field position. Haig forced out at the 16-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for Watertown. Gain of about 13 on the play. And the ball will turn over on downs. So Arrows will take over first and 10 at their own 16-yard line. So we're down to 9:07 to go in the game. First and 10 and rolling out to the left, the quarterback, he's going to be hit big time for a loss. Darting in there was C.J. Gainey on the play. It'll be second and long for Watertown.
Hello. That's a good one.
Big play there. It'll be second down for the Watertown Arrows. Second down and about 13 now. After you can hear me. Okay. Put me on the air. Be second down and 13. And we're back at Tiger Stadium just in time for Watertown to score an 86-yard touchdown by guess who? Juven Hudson, as he just got loose the left side. Nobody was there, and Watertown gets a huge touchdown with 8:04 left to go in the game. And Watertown now up 26-7. Boy, here on all kinds of chances and pretty much just shooting themselves in the foot. And Watertown takes advantage there as they take it the distance, 86 yards for Hudson. Hudson had been held in check before that. But he broke through there. Caudell couldn't catch him. And with 8:04 to go in the game, Watertown leads here on 26-7 with the extra point pending 8 o'clock. And this is KIJV AM-FM in Huron. Extra point kick here now for Foley. The kick is up and it is blocked. I think Thackeray Hansen got in there perhaps, or Bubba Peterson. Point after no good, but Watertown extends the lead to 26-7 with 8:04 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout of 30 here, 30 on Dakota Sports. And we are back here in Tiger Stadium here on Watertown now pulling away as they lead 26-7 with 8:04 to go in the game. Watertown will kick off here on, boy, just all kinds of opportunities, and they just, boy, were at the ball at the 14, didn't score, had the ball at the 25 and didn't score. And now Watertown breaking the game open with the long Hudson run, 86 yards. And Watertown now in control as they're up 26-7. A lot of work to do, a short time to get there as the Arrows will kick off. Hansen is back deep. I believe Bush is the other back deep. End over end kick, and Hansen will let it bounce and it'll go out of bounds. And Huron will get okay field position here from the 35, first and 10. And a lot of work to do as Huron is down by 3 touchdowns. We've been here before, but you don't want to have to do this every time. But first and 10. Huron will have it at the 35, I believe. So first and 10 for Huron. But turnovers, 2 defensive touchdowns. It's just been a shoot-yourself-in-the-foot type of night for the Huron Tigers. First and 10, Huron will have it at the 35. So we're down to 8:04 to go in the game. Technical difficulties with our connection here. And right now we're doing it about the most caveman way you can. First and 10 from the 35. McNeil in the shotgun. He looks to pass. Handoff up the middle. Caudell, nothing there. Watertown has taken the run game away completely here in the second half. Tackle made by number 78, Hawk. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10. So second and 10 from the 35-yard line. Here on just trying to get some sort of offense going. Shotgun for McNeil. He's looking back at the coach on the sideline, as I believe that's Thackeray Hansen beside him in the backfield. Here's a pump and fake. Going to throw it down the near sideline and overthrows McNeil, or overthrows Moding. McNeil pumped it. He had the ball in the air before Moding ever looked back. Incomplete. It'll be third and 10 from the 35-yard line for the Huron Tigers. So third and 10. From the 35, 7:22 to go in the game. The Watertown Arrows in control now, up 26-7. Pistol formation, Hansen is behind McNeil on the third and 10. Low snap, McNeil going to throw far sideline, going for Ganey, and he'll come back, and no flag on the play. Wow. There was a definite tug of the jersey, and my oh my, how do you not call that?
When it's right in front of you.
Incomplete, fourth down, fourth and 10. I mean, the official's right there.
I mean, he has no obstructed view. It's right plain sight there.
I mean, the Watertown defensive back to me was okay, but then he literally jerked the front of C.J. Gainey's jersey. But no flag on the play, incomplete, fourth and 10. Here on no choice but to go for it, and their own 35 with 7:16 to go in the game. Fourth and 10 for the Huron Tigers. Back to pass is McNeil. Throws short, overthrows Hofer, and probably wouldn't have got the first down anyway. Incomplete. And Watertown will take over first and 10 at the Huron 35-yard line with 7:12 to go in the game. Watertown now up 26-0. Hudson has four carries for 84 yards, a 0, a 0, a minus 2, and an 86. But explosive backs like that, all it takes is one play.
Well, if he gets a step on you, he's so fast, you're playing catch-up right away.
Well, he showed it there with the 86-yard run. So Watertown now first and 10 from the Huron 35-yard line. The arrow is pretty much in control now. Even though they struggled, we had him on the ropes. The backup quarterback was in. He was having trouble running the offense, but we did not take advantage. And now first and 10, and remaining at quarterback is Marcus Pitkin. He is a sophomore. Hand off to Hudson. That's where I go to. Bounces off the right side, and he's gone for a 35-yard touchdown. And Hudson takes it in, and just like that, it's turned into a blowout. With 7:05 to go in the game. So 32-7 Watertown as they've exploded here in the fourth quarter. And Corky, boy, that is just now we're in the snowball or rain that pours, whatever cliche you want to pull out. It's all going south for the Huron Tigers.
Yeah, it's going downhill very fast.
32-7 with an extra point pending here for Watertown. 7:05 to go in the game. Snap is low, but Foley will get it up. That's low, and the kick is no good. Not a good snap, and that kind of blew it up. 32-7, though, Watertown leads with 7:05 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout of 30 back here to Tiger Stadium on Dakota Sports. None of them work right now. I don't know. It's new equipment. I've never used it before last week, so. Well, it was a game for a while, but Watertown is taking control with a lot of scoring here, mainly in the fourth quarter, as, well, they've scored twice here in the fourth quarter on Hudson runs. And Huron has just pulled away from it from here. Now we're getting another kickoff for the Arrows to the Huron Tigers. So lick the wounds here now, get set for the Brookings Bobcats, who are trailing big to Pier last time I checked. And Foley will kick again to the Tigers. Hansen is back deep, and trying to tell who the other guy is back deep. Might be Sean Messamore. High end-over-end kick, going to come near side. No, that's Bush. Bush will catch it and then step out of bounds right about at the 20. So it was Bush that caught it, and with 7:03 to go in the game, Huron will get the ball back, first and 10. But now down 32-7 as Watertown has broken the game open here in the fourth quarter. Now we have the Heat timeout here with 7:03 to go. Water break. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Nathaniel, can he come on the air? Or come on the phone, please. Back at Tiger Stadium, the first and 10 for Huron at about the 20-yard line, with Watertown breaking the game open here in the fourth quarter, up 32-7. McNeil will flip it to the near side. Bush comes up the field, 20, 25, has some room, 30, 35, hits the sideline, 45, comes to a jump stop, reverses field against the grain, 50, 45, 40. Bush still on his feet, stiff arm, finally brought down at the Watertown 33-yard line. Biggest play of the night for Huron. A lot of open field running there by Ethan Bush all the way down to the 33. And just trying to do the quick mental arithmetic. 47 yards on the pass play. First and 10 Huron at the Watertown 33-yard line. Actually, that's 52, not 47. 52 yards on the pass completion. First and 10. Hand off inside. Caudill breaks a tackle, has the 15, 10, and drug out of bounds at about the 6-yard line. And Huron quickly in scoring position. Best run of the night for Cashton. And it'll be first and goal, I believe. Let's see where they spot it. They're right around the 10-yard line. Right at the 10, first and goal at the 10. So a gain of 23 for Cashton. Here on first and goal from the 10-yard line, trying to get a score back with 6:21 to go in the game. Two receivers right, one left, and Cash and Caudill standing right beside McNeil and catching up the middle, and he's going to be caught from behind and dropped for no gain on the play. Deckard was able to come in and make that stop for Watertown. Be second and goal, ball at the 10-yard line. Well, Huron's been here plenty of times and has not been able to score. Here's another chance. Still down 32-7. We're inside of 6 minutes to go in the game. Second and goal from the 10. Two receivers left. Now we go trips to the left. One receiver right on second and goal from the 10. McNeil looks left, he'll fire, and the ball deflected. Nicely played by Beauchamp, I believe. Yep, that was Beauchamp. As he just came in, just slapped the ball away, intended for Lion Decker. It'll be third and goal from the 10 for Huron. 5:39 to go in the game. Watertown up 32-7 on their way to the victory, unless Huron pulls another miracle out like they nearly did last week. Need to score here, that's the first thing. Third and goal from the 10 for Huron. Three receivers right, one left. And McNeil, straight drop, looking right, looking, looks over the middle, throws short. It's knocked away from Bush, incomplete. It'll be fourth down and goal from the 10. Bisker with the pass breakup for Watertown, fourth and 10. And Huron's got to score. There's no first down here. It's fourth and goal from the 10. For the Huron Tigers, Hofer comes in at a wingback or tight end. The clock stopped at 5:35 to go in the game. Fourth and goal from the 10. We'll go trips left. Nobody wide to the right. McNeil in the shotgun. McNeil straight drop. Looks, has time. Goes to the corner of the end zone. And I believe, knocked away by Watertown. Tried to squeeze it in there. DeGainey knocked away, though, and once again, Watertown holds Huron from scoring, and the ball will turn over on downs. Last four possessions for Huron have resulted giving up the ball on downs, and with 5:29 to go in the game, Watertown up 32-7. They'll just start looking to grind the clock now with 5:29 left in the game. See if Watertown starts to sub. I see a few new guys in on defense for Huron. Peyton Bischoff is in at a corner. Mason Juergens is playing in the defensive backfield. Oakley Anderson is in at a linebacker. First and 10 from the 10 for Watertown. New running back in there for the Arrows as well. They'll go I formation on the first and 10. And off to the new running back. He'll break into the secondary up to about the 16, 17. And that'll be gain of 6 on the play. It'll be second down and 4. So Scott, who had the scoop and score in the first half, he's getting a chance to run the ball now, and he gets 6 yards on first down. It'll be second and 4 from the 17-yard line. Actually, second and 3 from the 17-yard line. We're inside of 5 minutes to go in the game. Watertown in control here with 2 scores in the fourth quarter, and they lead 32-7. I formation. Receiver out to the right. And handoff again to Scott, going off left side and close to the first down. And on the tackle there for Huron was Anderson. That is enough to move the sticks and a first down for Watertown. Watertown putting up big numbers here on the running game. According to my score sheet, and of course I missed some stuff when we were having the technical difficulties, but I have that as Watertown's first down the second half, but that's what happens when you have 2 long touchdown runs. First and 10 from the 20 now for Watertown, as again they'll keep the clock rolling here with 4:10 to go in the game, and Arrows looking to move to 2-0 on the season. Long count here. They're just using the play clock here. Let the clock run down as much as they can. Now they're inside 5 seconds, and the quarterback is just going to roll it out to the right, and not much there as he's going to be tripped up by the Huron Tigers, trying to see who that is. Number 80 on the stop for Huron. That is Riley Winnegar, the sophomore. No gain on the play. It'll be second and 10 from the 20. Again, Watertown using all of the play clock, and Huron now freely subbing as Gainey comes out in to play some defensive backfield for Huron is Ethan Bush. We just got new guys. I think just about a completely new defense in there for the most part, it looks like. Second and 10 from the 20-yard line. I formation. And again, Watertown continues to run the play clock down, as once they get to the 5-second count, then they'll snap the ball. And Scott going off left squirts through for a yard or two. He'll get up to about the 23 and set up a 3rd and 7. The clock rolls inside of 3 minutes to go in the game. Gain of 3 on the play for Scott. 3rd and 7 from the 23-yard line. Who's on that tackle?
Meyer.
Sean Meyer on the stop for Huron. And Watertown takes their time in the huddle inside of 2.5 minutes to go. Watertown with 2 touchdowns to break the game open here in the fourth quarter. And of course, 2 defensive touchdowns in the first half gave them the lead that they never surrendered. I formation here on 3rd and 7. And Scott straight up the middle again, squirts to the right side. He'll be stopped short of the first down at the 25-yard line. Miners again on the stop defensively for Huron, and it'll be 4th and about 4 for Watertown. And see if they just see if they punt it or just let the clock. Well, first off, they'll probably let the clock run down, either take a timeout or just take the 5-second delay a game. But we're in getting down to 1:30 left, so not a lot of snaps left. Watertown's going to move to 2-0 on the season. Huron drops to 0-2, and Well, just too many mistakes tonight. Last week, a lot of penalties. This week, turnovers and just not taking advantage of field position, and it all adds up to the Watertown Arrows taking control here in the fourth, and they will take the timeout. We'll take a timeout here of 30 seconds back to Tiger Stadium, 30 on Dakota Sports. Back off the Watertown timeout, they will punt to Huron with a minute 18 left in the game. And again, Arrows are in control of this, up 32-7. And going to use some time, and now they'll kick it sideways, basically. Tried to do that old rugby-style kick, and going off to the right and just not getting much of a kickoff was Nathan Briggs, but he was trying to use some time as much as anything else. So again, here's Huron with some good field position and a minute 11 to go. See if they can at least notch another score here before this game goes into the books. Huron will have the ball, I think, at the Watertown 20. Is that where they're putting it?
20 or?
Oh, a penalty. There was a penalty on the play, evidently.
Well, officials are standing at the 25.
Well, let's see. What are we? Okay, must have been a penalty on Watertown that's going to be declined, and Huron's going to run in their JV unit here as I see Mason Juergens coming in. I assume he'll take the snap here for Huron. The Tigers will have it first and 10 at the Watertown 24-yard line. So again, some of the JV in now, including backup quarterback Mason Juergens. Ethan Olson is the back for Huron. And he'll take the handoff up the middle and bounces off, but not going to get anywhere. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10 as we're inside of a minute to go in the game. And you're on probably just one more snap here, pending on what they decide to do. Still have some of the first stringers in there, too. Most of the first string line is in there. I guess basically Olson and Juergens are probably the only two real new guys in there. Hand off up the middle. Nope, Juergens going to keep it. Turn the corner. Tries to turn. He's going to get caught from behind and keeps the legs moving, and he'll get about 3 yards out of it. And that may be the final play of the game as we're inside of 25 seconds to go. Huron Tigers will get back to the drawing board and look ahead to the Brookings Bobcats' first road trip of the season. Goes down Highway 14. Next Friday, see if Huron is hurrying to see if they can get one more snap here before the clock runs out with 6.5 seconds to go. They'll go in the pistol, and they will get the snap off. Olson straight up the middle, tries to bounce it off, turns the corner, back up the middle, breaks another tackle to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Last play of the game, Olson squirts through there and gets the touchdown from 22 yards out. I don't know if you do the extra point here or not, but a 22-yard touchdown run for Olson. And I believe that will end the game. Yep, if it doesn't make a difference in the final score, you don't do the extra point. So that will be the final score. Olson with the touchdown, and here on Tigers Fall tonight, final. Watertown 32 here on 14. Nathaniel, why don't you come on the line here for a second? We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Back with the Gary Zell Auto Glass on Dakota Sports. Now, why don't you